You're listening to the Walking Home Carroll Street podcast series. On November 19th, 2010, we visited the office of the literary magazine Lester's Army in the Woodward's development in Vancouver. In this clip, you'll hear Walking Home Project's director, Catherine Polkinghorne, ask Lenny T. Goggins, who is the incredible force behind Lester's Army, a single question.
What are you most proud of?
Oh, that's an embarrassing question. Now my face is going to go red. Oh, you're going to make me cry even just asking
that.
That's
okay, I'll cry too.
I think it's that I saw something in my life that I was missing and I fulfilled it on my own. You know, I saw that, you know, my grandmother died without me ever knowing who she was. And I regret that every day of my life, you know, since then. And that on a, like, week-to-week basis, I get to do exactly what I was missing, you know, for my whole childhood. And that I did it because I wanted to. And, you know, and that I get to be surrounded by incredibly wise, like, Jean Bougie, who is so willing to be vulnerable and tell us these really personal stories about his life and share his wisdom. Mm-hmm. And then I get to be the recipient of this wisdom, you know? Yeah, that's, I think that's what I'm most, it's very selfish pride, but like, yeah, above all else, that's what matters. And that other, I hope that other young people get the same experience, you know? Whether they know that that's what they're looking for or not, that that's what they get, you know? Like, And I think it has happened for, like, there's been so many young people who've come through Lester's Army, like dozens and dozens of kids who've come through, and it's changed the way that they see the world, because they now see this group of people who are otherwise invisible to them. And that I feel really, I'm really proud of. That. And Grand Paparazzi, you know, like, we say that one of the first things on the website is that the second you notice this, you see it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And from then on, you see senior style everywhere. You know, and otherwise you would have maybe just saw it and kind of, you know, subconsciously recorded it and carried on. But now you see it and you're like, there's a blog just for that, you know, like just for great senior style. I mean, it's very obscure, weird, but yeah.
And that's a very powerful effect of social change in
exactly.
the immediate.
Yeah.
And the magazines are a very powerful effect of social change in the slower.
Yeah.
Know?